on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Towson. Am I a bad mom for finding out my 15-year-old son is smoking weed and not punishing him?
All right.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, welcome to the Parent Panel, y'all. If you've not done one of these on Mother's Day week too, what is this segment, Jess?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation that they're currently going through, where someone in their life has called them a bad parent, so a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just kind of see how we got there in the first place.
There are no bad moms on Mother's Day week. There can't be. Well, why would you not punish them for that? I guess we're confused.
I have a teenage son, obviously, and I just felt like something was off with his behavior lately. Mm-hmm. He's been more distant and kind of secretive. So I maybe went through his phone and I found messages about him meeting up with people to smoke weed and their plans to do it again. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just thought about it for a minute and decided that I wasn't going to do anything about it.
Why?
I'm not going to punish him.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bring it up. Because I feel so guilty. Like, I never should have seen that. I feel like I really crossed a boundary going through his phone. And now it feels, like, wrong to punish him for something that I wasn't even supposed to see.
Wait, do you pay for his phone?
Yes.
Okay. Then aren't you allowed to look through the phone that you pay for? It's technically your phone.
I'm so conflicted. On one hand, yes. Obviously, I'm worried about his safety and his health, but at the same time, like, I don't want to violate his privacy and I don't want him to be mad at me. Like, he might do it again anyway, you know, and then he's going to hate me. It's like,
oh, so you don't think about you saying something that would make him stop, period?
I mean, who knows? You know, he's not 12. He's 15. Like, he's very much a teenager.
Right.
But the bigger thing now is I did tell my husband, and he is not on my side at all. He thinks I'm being a terrible mom. And he's basically like, you don't get to play both sides, and that we're his parents, not his friends.
Yeah.
And he thinks I'm kind of being weak, avoiding, you know, a very difficult conversation, and I'm basically allowing the behavior by ignoring it.
I mean, I get it. So you're trying to give him a little bit of flexibility. You're trying to say, hey, kids deserve some freedom. Well, let's talk about it. So Melissa says, I saw some text messages saying, hey, you know, her son's been smoking weed in his phone, though. Okay, she did not see it herself, and says, I don't think I can intercept here because I did not see it with my own two eyes.
Or, and that you weren't meant to see it.
That it wasn't your business.
Yeah.
That it wasn't your business. Is that the best way to put it? It wasn't your business. So until it's your business, you don't feel like it's your job to, like, say anything. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I don't want him to hate me.
Okay, you don't want him to hate you. We've gotten to that.
I think that's what we're struggling with the most right now, huh?
Okay, yeah. All right. So is that the right thing to do then? 410-583-1065. Let's get some parents on the phone. Jess?
I do think that it is your business. If he's in your home and he's under your roof, what is happening and how he's behaving and how things are affecting him is your business. And I do think that this needs to be something that you guys acknowledge, to be honest.
Yeah, but see, it wasn't under my roof. Like, I didn't personally see it. And, you know, what if in some world he just sent it in a text, you know, trying to sound cool or relate to his friends, and, like, it didn't even happen? Like, I just don't know for sure. Well, and then,
maybe, though.
No.
But what if?
What if? I
and
mean,
I'm
no,
just
what if, right?
Because we used to be so close. Like, he really was my best friend. And now there's just so much distance between us, and I am so scared to do anything to make it worse.
Yeah.
That I'm almost just willing to let him do whatever he wants for the sake of our relationship.
No.
Well, okay, but let me go down that path for a second. Because how is that going to go if she's like, hey, by the way, I went through your phone.
Yeah.
As your parent.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, and I saw you were smoking
weed. But she
did
have a reason, though. Like, he's been disconnected. I think, too, I mean, for you to say he's clearly something is going on, he feels disconnected, all these kind of things. So it's like, oh, so if my behavior is changing, my parents aren't going to say anything about it? Like, they're not going to acknowledge that,
okay,
I'm clearly going through something?
Is it going to stop him, or is he going to start deleting his text messages?
Not going to stop him if she definitely doesn't say something.
410-583-1065. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, everybody.
Thank you.
Melissa is saying, listen, I went through my son's phone. I saw that he was smoking weed. I don't feel like I can intercept because, honestly, number one, I feel guilty about going through his phone. I don't have, like, physical proof other than these text messages. That's all I've got. I didn't see it myself. So, like, can I really step in here? Is that the right thing to do if I didn't see it myself? Who's up?
This is Ashley in Bel Air on 5.
Ashley, I mean, what do you feel like? I mean, she says basically that I don't think I can really say something about my son smoking weed because I only saw it in his phone and that's none of my business.
I'm fully on the mom's side, like 100%, because honestly, teenagers deserve privacy, real privacy, because without that, there's absolutely no trust. And not like fake, oh, I'll respect you, but I'm still checking on your phone type of privacy. The second you go through your kid's phone, you've already crossed the line. Like, you've lost their respect. And they won't be able to come to you anymore. You don't get to punish them for what you found. And honestly, I don't know. I'll take it even further in my own house. I mean, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I don't go through her phone, you know?
You
but
trust
even
her.
If you found something illegal, because what he's doing is illegal, though.
Yeah, but that's her lesson to learn, you know? That's her lesson to learn. It's not mine. And if that comes to it, that comes to it. And she will be coming to me because of that trust that we've created. That's you know?
I see what you're saying.
I think, you know what I mean? People learn through mistakes that they make, and that's just the case. So, if you're constantly protecting, but you're also shedding away from any trust, like how is the child supposed to even come to you for anything?
So whatever's happening in your daughter's phone, you think is none of your business?
No, it's none of my business.
Okay.
You can't control every decision they make. What you can control is whether they feel safe enough to come to you when something actually goes wrong. And if you break that trust, you lose that completely. So I actually think this mom showed she showed a lot of self-awareness. She crossed the line and didn't double down on it. And the dad that's calling her weak it's wild to me. It's not weak to respect your kid as a person.
All right. Thank you for calling. Teresa in Catonsville. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So what do you think? Yeah, go ahead.
I definitely do not agree with the previous caller. It is our job as parents to protect our children. When our kids have phones, I mean, I have my 10-year-old in the car right now, and he knows that I have control of his phone. And I don't go and read his text messages just to read them. But if he gives me a reason to suspect something is going on, why would you go look in the phone if you weren't going to do anything about it?
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a good point. Like, what were you planning on doing? Just for evening reading? Like, what was the plan?
She's looking for something because she clearly had reason because of his behavior.
You are his parent. You are not his friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Go get some therapy and find some people your own age to be your best friend. Okay. It is our job to raise these children, because they are still children, to be functioning human beings, functional adults, and letting them at 15 years old just make the decision, oh, let me go smoke weed, without them understanding the consequences, is just insane to me.
But I guess...
I agree with what you're saying. And I agree with the fact that he needs to be punished and that this is not okay. And as far as like his business, not her business, and the way I grew up, I lifted a finger. It was my mom knew where I was, what I was doing, and where I was going. So I do think that he needs to get in trouble for what's going on. However, I would just like to empathize with her because I feel like what is happening here is she's struggling with the dynamics of their relationship changing and just having a teenager and not having that connection anymore. I don't think that like she's supposed to be friends with him, but what it sounds like and what kind of is making my heart break for her is I feel like she's just missing her son, but she's just going about it the wrong way.
Who's up?
This is Susan on 4 in Towson.
What's up, Susan? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We'll give you the final vote here. I mean, listen, she found out her son smoking weed, but here's the thing. She read it in a text message. And she said, listen, I feel guilty because I don't feel like I should have been going through his phone. So I didn't see it with my own two eyes. I feel like I invaded his privacy. Did she do the wrong thing here?
So here's the deal. Both callers before were absolutely right. Our children are our business, and they are slick and they are sneaky, and they're also dumb. They're so dumb. So it is our job to guide them. And here's what she needs to do. She needs to confront him because she is the parent, but she needs to also be slick and not reveal her sources. She doesn't need to say she went from his phone. She can say, I don't know, he's on the wrestling team or he's on this, and I heard from this parent or I heard from this teacher. She can present it like a rumor. We need to be our children's safe place. Mm. It needs to not come from a place of punishment, from a place of, I'm concerned. This is what happens. This is what it leads to. We need to educate, be their safe place, but do not reveal your source.
Yo, that's pretty smart. Because once you reveal the source, it's done. I was worried about that.
You're telling me my mom was lying to me the whole time. Okay,
well,
think about that,
because you can only do that once. And I'm going to be honest with you. After that, I'm deleting every text message from there on out. So then, like, what do you do?
Oh, like if she does tell you that she went through his phone.
Right.
No, I mean, no,
for
that's a good point
life,
for, news,
text,
for Susan to mention.
Right.
That's true.
So, I mean, Melissa, it sounds like, I mean, most parents that were saying that, like, it'd be at least be the wrong thing to do to go to him and be like, hey, listen, I was going through your phone and, like, you know, saw you were smoking weed at least, you know. So what do you think about, like,
yeah, oh, I know it's probably maybe the right thing, but I just need to figure out some sort of way to do this.
Yeah,
that just seems like he's just not gonna hate me in some way.
Mm. Right,
so I really have to figure that out.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.